Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody. How are you? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver Black Pride. This is our weekly podcast. This is our weekly Raider Chaos last-minute game podcast. And they did it again. They lost. Talking 13-10 at the Pittsburgh Steelers on Christmas Eve night. Just another crap roll of game. Just another one. This team has a lot of talent. It is stunning how poorly coached it is. Every week, I'm surprised more and more how poorly coached it was. Remember last week after the New England miracle? That's what it was a miracle. Yeah, I said, you know, this unlikely victory really kind of masked some ugliness. You know, from the offense and from the coaching staff. And it's the same old stuff. You know, these guys aren't some poor, bad luck team that can't get a break. This is who they are. They're just good enough to compete and bad enough to lose. And they're 6-9, and that's what they are. And I know a lot of fans are going to go, look back, because fans of every team always do this. Well, we could have been this. We could have been 12-4. But of the six games the Raiders have won, four of them were goofy-ass games as well. And they could have gone the other way. You know, they've had three walk-off wins this year. So they're 6-9. That's what they are. Like, you know, Bill Parcells always says, you are what your record says you are. And that's what they are, 6-9. And, you know, they're just good enough to lose close games. And that freaking, I mean, the Steelers don't score a touchdown until they needed it. Raiders score first touchdown on the first drive of the game. Steelers score their only touchdown on the last drive of the game, and that was good enough. If you look at it, Steelers had much more yards than the Raiders. They missed two field goals. They deserve to win the game. And, you know, I know a lot of people talking about, oh, hey, you know, the defense is playing pretty good lately. You know, haven't given up that many points. Look at the three quarterbacks they played in the last three games. Mayfield, Mac Jones, and Kenny Pickett. Come on. They played an easy schedule this year, and they still can, you know. But they're not dead yet. Because nobody ahead of them's won this last week. They could have got knocked out, but Miami lost, the Jets lost, New England lost. It's right now about 3:30 on the West Coast, Best Coast, Left Coast. On Monday, the Chargers play tonight. That if the Chargers win, that will go, you know, further, putting a nail in the Raiders' coffin, but still, they will go into Week 17 with a chance. But they need to win the last two games against the 49ers and the Chiefs. Arguably the two toughest games of the year. And, you know, along with the other Chiefs game, of course. But they need help as well. And I know, you know, they need the Dolphins to lose. Tua might be out, so you never know. So that could help New England. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But if they lose, I think they're out. We'll know all these the exact elimination details on Tuesday morning. But it's not looking good. And frankly, is this a playoff team? No, it's not a playoff team. And it should be. It should be. And again, they've done the things. They've had opportunities this year. And the schedule's not bad. And yes, they got injuries, but no more than anybody else. You know, I mean, I don't know. And what the hell's going on with the offense? And then, you know, McDaniels today was asked about, are you going to play everybody? And he said, well, we'll see. And acknowledging that maybe Derek Carr doesn't play. Contract situation, you know, they can get out of his deal after this year with a $5 million hit. If he gets injured, that changes. So if they don't feel like they don't have a playoff chance, they won't. Now, I don't see a situation where he doesn't play this week because, again, like I just said, the playoffs are still a possibility. Right? It's still a possibility going into week 17. So if you're going to play Stidman, you'd think you would have to, he'd practice all week, right? So yeah, the Raiders could be dead by the time they kick off at 105 against the 49ers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
But we won't know it until then. And then do you play, you know, Jarrett Stidham with no practice time? You know, so I think Carr has to play this week. Now, maybe week 18 against the Chiefs he doesn't play. But if that happens, that's a pretty much a signal that, yeah, we're seriously thinking about walking away from this guy. And that's going to put him in a very awkward situation at the end of the season, if that's the case. So it's going to be fascinating to see. Chandler Jones and Perryman are probably not going to play. They're hurt. Maybe Divine Diablo is not going to come back from the injured reserve. Perryman's a free agent. Maybe he walks, goes somewhere else. I think they'd like to keep him, though. He's had a good 2 years, Raiders. Battle some injuries. That's what the case, you know, in his entire career. But, yeah, it's a situation that I didn't expect. I was expecting it going into week 17 to be talking about potential playoff matchups, not are these guys going to play or not, but that's the situation. And that's what happens when you got a poorly coached team. It's just, I'm going to be harping on this for a long time. It just ain't good. It ain't good. And, you know, gotta get Davante Adams the ball more. Davante Adams has had an incredible year, but in the last three games, he only has 9 catches total for 114. Josh Jacobs was pissed the other night. He didn't, you know, he complained about the game plan. And the game, some players have talked about that in roundabout ways after losses. This coaching staff, they've failed this team. They've failed this team. You have 3 top 20 players in the NFL, I think, this year. And Jacobs, Crosby, and Adams, they're the Pro Bowl guys, they're top-level guys, and, you know, they're wasting this year. Adams just turned 30. He's not going to be around forever. We don't even know if Josh Jacobs is going to be there next year. You know, and Crosby's in his prime, but the point is, you're wasting these years. And then if they do move away from Carr, maybe next year's a transition year at quarterback. It buys McDaniels more time. You know, it's a screwy situation. This week is going to be tough. The 49ers have won 8 games in a row. I don't think they're a great matchup. I give Brock Purdy a lot of credit, but I just look at the history of the NFL, and, you know, the last pick of the draft usually doesn't play that well for a long period of time. So, I mean, is Cinderella going to pop? You know, is it going to turn into a pumpkin against the Raiders? Maybe, but they're built around them. They got a great offensive line. They got, you know, they got McCaffrey who can be a problem with the Raiders, have a problem himself with the run. You know, you got Kittle. You got a great defense. You got Bosa. I mean, this is a big matchup problem for the Raiders. And, you know, we'll see, but it could be ugly. I think there's going to be a lot of 49er fans in that stadium. It's going to be a wild in New Year's Day in Las Vegas. So the Raiders are going to have to start fast in this game if they have any chance. But Derek Carr's got to play better. You know, there was reports that the last four games of the year that he, you know, that they were going to make their, the Raiders brass was going to make their decision on this guy. And my point is, if it's going to take the last four games of a season of a guy's ninth season, I think you got your answer, you know, and he hasn't played well in these two games. Again, the New England game masks some problem, but he hasn't played well. He was really bad in Pittsburgh in the cold weather. You say, oh, yeah, cold weather. Well, Kenny Pickett played okay when he had to. And, yeah, three picks. He's thrown, what, nine picks in the last six games. He's thrown a lot. And, yeah, it's just not getting any better. And it is what it is. And just a damn shame for you guys. Really is. So we'll get back after it next week. We'll see what happens. We'll talk again. But hang in there. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. Have a great New Year's. Be happy. Be safe. Be kind to each other. And hang in with these guys. Just hang in there with these guys. I'll talk to you next week. See ya.